Insight on Business, the NewsHour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
Friday on the Business News Hour, we turn to things lighter than what's going on nationally and internationally in the business, and we take a focused look on stuff to do in the greater Des Moines Metro with the managing editor, ladies and gentlemen, of City View Magazine. His name is, once again, let the crowd roar, Jeff Pitts. Listen to them go. They are wild with excitement.
I hear crickets.
No, man. No, we dub this in later.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They love you. Settle down, girls. Settle down. All right.
Live studio audience.
Yeah.
Not live. No. Well, Why did they used to say that before shows?
Why did they say that?
Yeah, like Three's Company is recorded in front of a live studio audience.
I don't know. It would because it makes it more real, maybe? I don't know. Because, you know, what's really interesting, if you ever go to any of those live studio audience things,
yeah,
you'll often be, I mean, if it's a half-hour show or an hour show, you might be there for 3 hours.
Is that right?
For multiple takes and all this other kind of stuff that has to do. And you might hear the monologue, for example, on The Tonight Show five different times until they get the right take. So, yeah. Which, by the way, you know that they record all those in the afternoon.
I did know that, yeah. So,
and they give free tickets.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
You ever been?
No.
You ever been to anything like that?
No.
Me neither.
Who's got time, right?
Right.
One of these days when I finally retire.
Speaking of live studio audience.
Yes.
Theater this weekend. Last chance to see A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder at the Playhouse.
That's at the Playhouse.
Yep. Painless Clerk.
Painless? What?
Penniless Clerk.
A penniless clerk.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are the best kind of plays.
I know. All right, so A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder at the Playhouse.
Last chance, plays through Sunday. This weekend, Oktoberfest starts today, Friday.
Oh, boy. Goes what is with Oktoberfest?
You know, it was my whole life I didn't realize it was in September. Why is that?
Well, I think they're getting ready for October. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I've never been to an Oktoberfest gala.
Me neither.
Gala or whatever. Never.
Festival,
right? And I understand they do they have the golden keg or something. I don't know.
There's going to be a polka band.
Oh, yeah.
How's your polka?
You're not good. But for those of you who enjoy Oktoberfest,
yep,
get it on.
And polka, authentic food,
yeah.
polka dancing lessons.
There you go.
Downtown.
All right.
All weekend. Yep.
Oh, this is just not a one-time gig.
No, it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
All right. You got plenty of time to get down there. All right, good. I know that. What's the name of the place down there? The Hessian House.
Oh, with the boot.
Yeah, Das Boot. I've been there. I've seen that.
Yeah.
I've seen the boot raised, yes. Yeah.
Something.
Yeah, there you go.
Also downtown, Latino Heritage Festival.
Opposite side of downtown. Just in the Gateway Park. Cultures going on here, you know? So the Latino Festival.
I wonder if they did that on purpose.
I'm sure they do. You know? Why not?
Spanning downtown.
Wow. So we got the Germans, Austrians over there, and the Latinos over here. Wow. Busy. Are they going to close off those streets again?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Latino Fest. 13,000 people, it said, attended last year.
Wow.
That's
impressive.
It's a chunk.
It's a lot of folks.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder how many people attend Oktoberfest. We might have the battle of the festivals. I can see it now. Das ist gut, ja?
So, is that English?
No, sort of. Yeah, it's. You know where I learned my German?
Hmm.
Partly
nowhere?
From my
nowhere.
Nowhere. Yeah, nowhere. I used to watch as a kid growing up with Vic Morrow. Old black and white, 30-minute series called Combat.
Combat
with Vic Morrow. Yeah, yeah.
And they taught German.
Mach schnell. You know, hurry up. Yeah, so.
Iowa Outdoor Expo. this weekend, and Sunday. Get educated about Iowa's outdoors while celebrating National Hunting and Fishing Day at the Iowa Outdoor Expo at Waterworks Park in Des Moines.
Will there be camouflage?
Put on by the DNR. Odds are high.
Yes. You know, I always get a kick out of that. I always tell people to wear camo. You know, I'd like to visit with you, but I really can't see.
How's that go?
You know, they chuckle a little bit. Anyway, but yeah, I've never been a camo kind of guy.
I'm not sure I've ever worn
camo.
Yeah, but I'd like to have some. Oh, I had some camo once. I had shorts.
Really?
Yeah,
camo shorts.
Yeah, cargo shorts.
Yeah, so we could see your legs and we could see your torso, but nothing
confusing
in between.
People.
Yeah, he's camoed up, man.
Vintage and made fair is also this weekend.
How many maids are they selling?
Very funny.
Chipoomp.
Stuff that's made. Crafts.
Don't quit your day job, right?
That's right. Vintage home decor, jewelry, handcrafted goods, and everything needed to create a vintage and handmade lifestyle.
Got it. Where?
Dallas County Fairgrounds.
Dallas County.
Says it's one of the top 35 independent craft fairs in the world.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's what it says.
Deb Bankston is the executive director of the Adel Area Chamber of Commerce. And I'll bet you she's got her fingers into this somewhere.
Good bet.
All right, Deb, do it.
How about this one? Log Cabin Festival.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Abraham Lincoln going to be there?
I don't think they're digging up the corpse.
No.
Let's hope not. The parade begins at 10 on Saturday at the Warren County Administration Building.
We're going outside of the metro, aren't we?
Yeah.
Log Cabin Days in Warren County.
That could be something.
What do they do?
How long do you think it'd take us to build a log cabin?
Years. You know, I built a chicken coop.
When?
Oh, it's been some time ago.
How do you build a chicken coop?
Well, from the ground up.
Is there a chainsaw involved?
No, there was. There was, as a matter of fact. But so I built this chicken coop. I could only work on it on Sundays, and it took me like 6 Sundays to put this thing together. It's the Taj Mahal of chicken coops, by the way.
Huh?
Insulated. Oh yeah.
Insulated.
Oh, yeah. So log cabins, maybe I could do that.
This festival honors the struggle by women for the right to vote. Why? What that has to do with log cabins, I don't know, but what do you think?
Well,
how'd they put those together?
I don't know. Because women's suffrage movement, I think, was in the 20s.
19's 20s.
Yeah. And maybe people in Warren County were still living in log cabins then. Maybe that's the connection.
That must be it.
I don't know.
Speaking of history, Apple Fest is at Living History Farms.
I know about Apple Fest. Yeah, that's a good time.
Celebrate autumn by stirring a copper kettle of apple butter, manually cranking the cider press, or tasting old-fashioned apple fritters.
Get out.
Other activities include apple bowling, cooking demonstration, bobbing for apples.
Oh, yeah.
And a visit from Snow White, plus a game of 1870s rules baseball.
Wait.
It's through the Snow White in there. I don't know.
No.
That's because of the apple.
Apple. Right, there you go. Okay, I was trying to put that. Nice. Okay, the apple. Snow White. I got it now.
Some creative genius.
Yeah,
going
it was
on
all right. Yeah.
Somebody knew what they were doing.
So who can we have? Who can our celebrity be? Snow White. Oh, why? Oh, apple, yeah.
Somebody did a good job on this event. There's a lot of fun, sounding stuff. Copper kettle of apple butter.
That's good.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it does. Sign me up.
Downtown Farmers Markets this weekend, as always. Wow, downtown is going to be crazy.
Yeah. So we got
Farmers Market,
Das
the
Boot
Latino
going
Festival,
on.
And the Oktoberfest.
There's going to be nobody left in any of the suburbs.
In the metro.
Yeah, because they're going to go to Adel.
Sunday, High Trestle Hawk Watch.
Oh, yeah?
You know about this one?
The high
bird watchers of all ages and skill levels are invited to High Trestle Trail Bridges overlook to experience the migration of birds as they fly over.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have a skill. There's a skill level for bird watching?
Apparently. That's what it says.
So you
fly over or under the bridge. 13-story bridge. Possibly spy on birds, including falcons, eagles, turkey vultures, songbirds, and a bunch of things I can't say.
Wow.
Can't. I don't know how to pronounce. Not that I...
Right.
Not bad words or anything. What do you think? You ever go bird watching?
I do it every day.
Chickens?
No, well, chickens, yeah. But no, I every day, you know, I feed the birds.
Do you?
In the backyard. Oh, yeah. I've got bird feeders. Uh-huh. We have hummingbird feeders.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And that's kind of fun.
What do they do in the winter?
They're south.
They go south?
They go like south of Mexico. I mean, they make this huge migratory trip way down south.
Are they built for that? Aren't they built for...
Yeah, I know. The tiny little things, you know. And they go all the way down there. But getting back, you know, if they go like to... Here's the problem.
Yeah.
According to the United States government, if these birds get into like Ecuador or, you know, Colombia,
yeah,
they can't come back to the United States. They have to stay in Mexico.
Is that right?
That's what I heard. I don't know. Could be. Yeah, I don't know.
Poor birds. Sunday, Fam Jam.
Fam Jam. Did we talk about this last week?
I don't think so.
Fam Jam, what is that?
We might have talked about it last week. Well, we shouldn't have.
I know, but maybe we got carried away.
29th. Nice. Justin Roberts, crafts and songs, kids and families.
Doing the thing.
Downtown also.
What?
Yeah.
Is that on the 29th, on Sunday?
It's at Cal's Commons, yeah. Man, they're hitting all the hot spots in downtown.
I'm telling you, there's nothing.
This one's for kids and families.
Nope, yeah. Nobody's left.
Justin Roberts, he's like a big kids music singer.
Oh, yeah? Okay. You should know these things.
I'm learning.
Yes.
The itsy bitsy spider.
You like that?
Love it.
That grows on you.
That kills every time.
Can you do it again, Dan?
I got all these hand motions that go with it. Yeah. All crying stops immediately.
Itsy bitsy. Yep. When the itsy bitsy comes out?
Yep.
Crying.
And usually a round of applause.
Yeah. All right.
There comes afterwards. It's pretty...
Pretty potent.
Feel good.
All right.
All right. Next week, Ankeny Arts Center proudly presents Central Iowa Textile Artists and Tracy Simmons. This begins Tuesday at the Ankeny Arts Center.
Tracy Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
Ankeny. Be there Tuesday.
Might be something.
Yeah.
New exhibit.
I like it.
Also Tuesday, the best-selling and arguably the most celebrated R&B group of all time, Boys to Men.
Yes.
Brings its Grammy Award-winning classics to the Civic Center.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
I just read, in City View, as a matter of fact, the interview with Boys to Men from the Entertainment Edition.
That's right.
Yes. Well done.
Jackie Wilson. Yep.
Now, if Jackie had recorded that.
Yeah.
And then put it on a podcast? Yeah. That would have been cool.
Yeah, it would have been cool.
But,
what are we going to do?
So, yeah, Boys to Men.
Boys to Men.
31 Civic years, Center. I think they've been around.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't remember a world without Boys to Men.
Okay.
Wednesday, Stevens Auditorium. Cirque Mai.
I don't know how to say it.
From the People's Republic of China,
Cirque Mai
will feature traditional and contemporary Chinese circus acts and a colorful and lively celebration of the internationally renowned Chinese circus arts.
Chinese circus arts? Where is it? This is where?
This is at Stevens Auditorium.
Stevens Auditorium.
So it's a big deal. Yeah, it's like Cirque du Soleil, and this is Cirque.
It's a Chinese.
Yeah.
So tickets, by the way, were, from what I understand, tickets were like $20.
Yeah.
But they're because of the tariffs... They've gone up considerably, like another 25%.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, I'm sure that that's true. No, I'm just kidding.
You might hear from the people at Stevens Auditorium.
You think?
And Thursday night, Historic Valley Junction Farmers Market. And that's winding down to a close. That might be the last one.
I love
the
Historic Valley Junction Farmers Market.
Yeah.
Always fun.
Always fun.
Always fun. Good
betcha.
All right, Jeff Pitts, that's it.
That's a wrap.
You got it, man. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Everybody in a 18-county area will be downtown Des Moines.
That's right.
And then with some left over to go over there to Adel and some to Warren County. Log Cabin Festival.
We hit all of Central Iowa this time.
You got her done.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Indoors, outdoors.
managing editor of City View Magazine. That's because he knows what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. You can find out more about all of this in City View, of course. And they'll have probably all kinds of stuff to do. Watch for their regular emails. You guys do the email thing.
Yes, we do. Yeah. Yes, we do.
What are you working on now?
Well, we just sent October to press.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can you give us a hint?
Iowa Wild Preview.
Oh, there you go.
That's a big one. Haunted Behind the Scenes at Haunted Houses by Christian Day.
Christian Day.
Yeah.
Christian should know something about haunted houses.
Yes.
Yes.
He did a great job. It's an interesting story. Yeah. Focused mostly on the one downtown, the slaughterhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's going to be a good issue.
Halloween Central. When does it come out? When do you?
It'll be first Thursday of the month. We're always out first Thursday of the month on the racks.
Okay.
Sometimes you can get one on Wednesday, but
got it.
We tell people Thursday.
Just in time for Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yep.
Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, the managing editor of City View Magazine. Thanks for doing this again.
Thank you.
All right, that about wraps it up for another broadcast week. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every week, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right this moment is from James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Jeff Pitts, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, doggone it, be good to your fellow man. Good day.